And now, welcome to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business, only on 1360 WCHL.
My guest today is Mr. Ken Taylor, who is the owner of Megan Health Beds. Hello, Ken.
Good afternoon, Sharon.
Thank you for joining me. Ken, let's jump right into it. Tell us about Megan Beds, Megan's Health Beds.
Well, Megan Health Beds is an unusual bed, to say the least. We like to think of it as a treatment table, and where you can get a chiropractic alignment, you can get far infrared to deep heat your tissues and dilate your capillaries and blood vessels and help you maintain your basic good health. And you would do it if you were a holistic approach, if you take a holistic approach to maintaining your health.
How did you get into Megan Health? But did it come to you or did you go to them?
Well, we had a friend in Canada said was working at a Megan store up in Vancouver, introduced it to my wife. And as I was coming off a training trip, my wife said, we ought to look into this. It looks very interesting. So we took a trip and we went on a vacation, went to a Megan store, visited one up in the Chicago area, visited another one down in Indiana, and then came home and pondered on it for several months.
Who are your clients, Ken?
Well, our clients are usually people who are looking primarily to deal with their backs and their many general health characteristics, but there are people who are into acupuncture, acupressure. They are average people just like you and me. Well, I do have some clients that are chiropractors who place these units in these in their commercial facilities.
How did you know that Megan Beds was going to be a business that could take off, or did it take off?
Well, it took off like a turtle.
Okay.
And we tried to get it up to rabbit speed. It really provided a need that we assumed was out there, that people are looking for something better for their health without having to the drudgery of going into office visits constantly and repetitively. So, and Chapel Hill and the population here is very open-minded and into those types of things that would minimize all that. So I thought this may be a viable opportunity here.
And you mentioned Chapel Hill. You focus your business in Orange County, or are you all over the country?
Well, the vast majority of our business as we started out was out of Chapel Hill. But after a period of time, we realized most of our sales were actually from nowhere near Orange County.
Really? All over the country? How do people find out about you?
Well, they find our website. They may have visited a store here or there. They may be visiting an aunt or an uncle someplace and stopped in a Megan store that was not even in their hometown. And they got home and started to think about it. And they get on the web and start looking for places who sold Megan beds. And we have a good website. It took enough hits.
What is your website, Ken? Tell the audience.
Well, to find us, if you do a Google search, it's pretty easy. Megan, M-I-G-U-N, and Chapel Hill. And we'll top up right at the top of that list.
Got it. Ken, let's talk about the business side of Megan Beds. Tell us what struggles did you have, if any? What did it take to get that business off the ground?
Well, we'd never been in business before, but we had a willingness and a drive that said, well, they're working for the man, if you will, punching somebody's clock or contracting for somebody, leave somebody else in charge of your life. We wanted to take charge of our life, and we thought we can do this. It was a joint venture between my wife and myself. And if you ever want to put a string or test your marriage,
open a business.
Go into business together.
Oh, my Lord. How many years were you in business before you realized we've got something here? It's viable.
Well, it took us, the first year was, like most businesses, was scary. And we watched our business grow slowly. And it's a very much word of mouth business. And advertising, because it's such a special product, you have to have advertise to people with a need, and to find that small subset of the population is a difficult thing to do.
You've just brought up one of the questions that I was going to have. Because this is such a specialized business, who helped you with your marketing, or was it your idea as to how you're going to market your product?
Well, most of the people who sell marketing and advertising materials won't want to hear this, but it is very much a word-of-mouth business.
Well, no.
I would say 70% of all the people who we did business with found us because they talked to somebody else who had heard about it. It's not like when you go out and buy a car, perhaps, or you're going and looking specifically for this item. Somebody is saying, well, I heard about this, and it may be an alternative for you or a possibility for you. You might investigate it. And then that person would rung at it on their own then.
It's fascinating you say word of mouth, because we've interviewed folks before who were saying word of mouth is nice, but you really have to have a marketing plan. And I hear you saying that word of mouth has been the bedrock, the success of your business. Is that true?
Absolutely.
Amazing.
We did the research, and through conferring with other businesses that were successful, we had some phenomenal businesses in Asheville, North Carolina, and another one in Denver. And with their counsel, about every dollar spent on advertising came back in about 0 cents in produced sales.
Whoa.
So it was really throwing your money down a black hole. And then, so to avoid that, you just had to be very savvy, if you will, in the way you dealt and interacted with people and provided them enough information without overwhelming them or talking all about you.
Right, right, right. You always say that the customer is your focus, correct, Ken? That's a success story for you, is focusing what the customers need?
Yes, you have to keep that focus. If there isn't a need there or isn't there or there isn't a viable solution for what they need, then you might as well not even talk to them. But once, as an example, just the other day, I went into a restaurant. Somebody says, a waiter told me his back was aching him. He's had fused vertebrae. What, you know, and he was really hurting as we talked. I said, may I suggest to you that you look up these two facts? And I says, look about far infrared, it'll help. And look out for chiropractic. And if you take those two concepts together, look on the web. So I try to encourage people to look for what they need. And I says, if you look at my website, you may find some of those needs answered for you.
So you're not a hard sell. You let people do their own research and then come to their own conclusions. And ideally, come to you if they say, my gosh, it says Megan Betts here. Tell me more.
That is the goal.
Good plan, Ken. I like it. So was the biggest struggle that with marketing? You said that for every dollar you spent, you got zero back or something. Was that one of your biggest struggles?
Of course. We did a lot. We joined local organizations to help get the word out. Some groups here in Chapel Hill, the Chapel Hill Leads Group, was very instrumental in us getting the word out locally. We also visited our neighbors, our fellow business people who had businesses around us. There's the Purple Puddle, there's the Jewelry Shop Balms, and we would talk to them and say, if your clients are walking in here, perhaps there is a sharing of information that we could you could lend to them to say, there's a new business down the block. You might stop in and see them, as we do other business. So a right. referral is critically important to our business.
What made you decide to start your business in Chapel Hill?
I lived here.
That's good.
that was absolutely critical. I've been a trainer for many years. And as a corporate trainer, a contract trainer, you're on the road many towns, many nights on the road, many weekends spent traveling to get there. And this got us home. This kept us safely at home and not on the road and not wasting a lot of time. And also it gave us the ability to help other people, which, if you will, that's what we did in the training environment.
Well, Ken, on that note, let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk about why you decided to change your facility and the good news behind that. Okay?
Sounds good.
You're listening to Today's Business. This is Sharon Hill talking with my guest today, Mr. Ken Taylor, who is the owner of Megan Health Beds. Please stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. Once again, here is Sharon Hill.
We're back. I'm talking today with Mr. Ken Taylor, who is the owner of Megan, that's M-I-G-U-N, Health Beds. Ken, we left off. You were talking about your location in Chapel Hill, but I happen to know something changed after you had that brick-and-mortar location. Tell us what happened.
Well, Sharon, we came to the end of our first lease contract, and that was after a little over 3 years. And it caused us to have to evaluate where our business was. Was it where we wanted it to be and where the business is coming from? We sat down and did a hard look at our actual sales, not necessarily our prospect, but our sales. And 80% of those sales came from people who never walked in our doors.
80%?
Yes.
Amazing.
And these were people who would find us on the web. Their aunt, their brother, their cousin told them about us, and they picked up the phone and called us. And then it became critical to be able to talk to them adequately, to be able to convey the information, be able to understand and get pull from them what they're looking for to find out if we had a reasonable match between the products we could offer them and what they needed in their life. This absolutely was a big turning point for us because now we converted to a home office as opposed to working out of that brick and mortar store. And life changes indefinitely.
It does.
Well, it's nothing greater than being on a vacation and your cell phone rings and you pick up the phone, you talk to somebody, you arrange for a sale to be made, and life goes on.
You can be anywhere.
Absolutely.
So what I'm hearing you say is 80% of the business comes to you virtually, web or whatever, phone calls, word of mouth. You don't need to spend the money now on that brick and mortar. So what happens to the other 20% who did come in via the brick or mortar?
Well, the other 20% are local folks that still know we're here and then can find us, and we continue to service their beds because sales and service go a long way, and there are some parts that need upgraded here and there along the way. So our local customer base is still here, and they are faithful to us, thank goodness, and
we appreciate every one of them. Ken, this is Today's Business. We like to talk about people who are getting started in business who may wonder, how do I get a business started? What advice would you give, based on your experience, to someone who wants to start a business in Orange County or anywhere?
I thought the trickiest thing for us in the initial stages was, once we decided we want to be in business, how should you organize that business? Do you go in as a LLC? Do you incorporate? Do you want to be a C Corp? Do you want to be a sole proprietorship? One of our biggest concerns, especially in this particular business, was liability, because it is health related.
Oh.
And there's the chiropractic aspect of it. And there are certain people that should not use these beds based on their physical condition. If you had rods or implants in your body, there's limitations there. Young ladies that are pregnant can't use the bed.
Really now?
So these are serious concerns that that's why it was important for us to understand the people we're talking with and working with and organizing properly to give us an element of protection. Because I'd still like to have my home if everything didn't go as well as I wish
they
would.
Good point. So that was one of the concerns, was what kind of business are you going to be? You said an S-Corp, an LLC, whatever. What made the decision for you based on this liability? How did that all fit together to determine what kind of business you're going to be?
Well, we ended up for ourselves, we went with a C-Corp. And it was one of the easiest to do, the less legal hassles or loops to have to jump through. I could do it myself. We did everything on a budget, and I had to roll up my sleeves and learn a lot. There's many times you can go to a professional, and which I would highly advise if you haven't got the expertise, the wherewithal, the fortitude to stick it out.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot to learn and to understand. But if you can do it on your own, becoming a corporation is relatively easy. You don't need anything but a chunk of paper and fill it out and send it in with your fees. But proceeding beyond that makes it that decision imperative that you make that first decision.
Lots of people have a passion for something, Ken, they decide to go into business. You sounds like you didn't have a passion for Megan Beds. You discovered it. You thought it'd be a good business. Do you have a passion for it now, or is it just a business that's making money for you, and do you love it?
Well, my passion lies in people, and that is my joy. I've always enjoyed being a trainer on the road. I have a military career behind me. I spent 8 years in a training environment there. I worked for Boeing Aircraft in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, setting up a school.
Cool.
Over there, yes. Had to work our way through the sand, but that worked out okay.
It happens.
And then as a corporate trainer, once we returned to the United States here, all around that same environment of helping people to achieve what they were looking for through training. Well, if you looked at, as we looked at this business involved a lot of teaching people, training them, helping them understand, and bridging the gap between what they don't know and what you can help them learn. And seeing the smiles on the face when it's all done, that satisfaction has become a joy for my spouse and myself.
So it's still a passion of training, only you have a different product that you're using to train the people. What is your wife's role in the business?
We are partners in crime.
I love it.
In the brick and mortar part, she worked very much with the clients when they would come in. You would introduce them to the product, the orientation, and showing them how to use the bed and that. And we shared in that respect in all aspects of the business. When it moved into the logistics of moving the beds, taking them to the house, setting them up, installations and that, I was the brute force behind all that. I took care of that end of the business. So she was the smiling face, and I was the guy in the background.
I got it. Do you have a projection for how many beds you plan to sell each year? And have you met those projections or exceeded?
We come out with projections, but the economy can absolutely throw a ringer in your projections. As we all know, the economy has not been what it has been. And when you're dealing with very special products, and you're looking for people who've got disposable income, a little bit more than the average. If that is your target audience, then you have really have to plan a lot and be ready to bear the brunt of your sales dropping off when people are in uncertain times. Clearly, that's what our country's been in for a while.
Right.
And as I think we're starting to bubble out of that a little bit because I see more phone calls, more interest. So in my little microscope looking into the world around me, I think things are turning around.
Well, that's good to hear. In the 30 seconds we have left, Ken, why don't you tell people how they can contact you if they want to know more about Megan Health Beds?
Well, we have an excellent website. If you just go to Google, do a simple search, Megan, M-I-G-U-N, Chapel Hill, and we will come up on the top of that list.
M like Mary, I-G-U-N, Chapel Hill.
Correct.
I got it. Thank you, Ken. Well, let's take our last break and let's talk about Megan Beds and some more about Ken Taylor when we come back. What do you say?
Sounds like a
winner. Thank you. You're listening to Today's Business 1360 WCHL. This is Sharon Hill talking with my guest, Mr. Ken Taylor, who is the owner of Megan Health Beds. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. Once again, here is Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Mr. Ken Taylor, who is the owner of Megan Health Beds. Ken, you've given us a lot of business advice for a person who just wants to start their business. Let's talk about location. What should a person think about as they're starting their business as it relates to location?
Well, as in most real estate decisions, where you are is critical to your success. Some businesses absolutely rely on foot traffic. People walking by, seeing you making that random stop, that impulsive type of a purchase. And some businesses are destinations. Like I am going to the car dealer, or I am going to the veterinarian clinic over here. Our business kind of fell into that I'm going here category as opposed to an impulse stop and a visit. And they can be absolutely critical to your success of your business, because if you need foot traffic, you've got to be out there where the public can see you.
For foot traffic, I can imagine. Did you have to search a long time before you discovered where you're going to plant your business, Megan Health Beds?
That was a real challenge, because there were some areas that even the owners of the businesses or the property didn't feel that our company was a good fit for their property, which was surprising to me. That was an eye-opening occasion. So we had to look elsewhere. And so our search stretched out a little longer than we anticipated, but we confined our search to Chapel Hill. So we put those limits around ourselves. We could have easily gone to Durham or Raleigh, perhaps.
So you were determined to stay in Chapel Hill with your business because you live in the area and you want to be close to your business.
Yeah.
How many hours a day does a person have to put into a new business, Ken?
How many hours are there in a day?
I'm thinking more than eight.
Yeah. In the beginning, you're working the business, you're putting together the plans, you're analyzing, you're trying to figure out what is it that I haven't already thought about. And then you get to go to sleep at night and only toss and turn a while to figure out, oh my God, I'll get up and make a note and I'll work on this in the morning.
I can believe it. So I'm hearing more than 8 hours a day.
Most assuredly.
Especially. I often hear that businesses should usually be in business maybe about 2 years before they turn a profit. Did that apply to you, Ken, or were you profitable your first year?
We were successful in year one. I would say that's an anomaly. I wouldn't expect that in most cases, but we were able to, and we were on the edge of a wave of information and the business being new to the state, having other stores in the state, and that word of mouth spread from across the state. Asheville was a huge store, did a huge business on that end of the state. But people were coming from back from Asheville on vacations and that, seeking out Megan once they got back to the eastern side of the state.
Oh, no wonder. So you had some name recognition there because of the Asheville store.
Absolutely.
There we are. Did you have to worry about a lot of licenses when you started your business?
No, there was nothing but a general license for business in Chapel Hill and getting your licenses from the state or your tax IDs and things like that. Nothing extraordinary in that regard.
And what about business classes? Because you said you were a trainer with your Air Force career, et cetera, et cetera. Did you have to take any business classes or courses to get ready to open up your own business?
No, not formal classes. I did talk with the folks at the Chamber of Commerce. The organization slips my mind at the moment, but you can go in and get personal counseling. They'll help counsel you into opening your own business. They have a small place in the Chamber of Commerce building where they can meet with you and give you some guidance. And
that's what you did.
Nudging in one way or the other.
Got it. Well, Ken, our time is up. I thank you so much for talking with us today. You've given a lot of marketing information, a lot of information for someone just starting a business. Thank you for talking with us today.
My pleasure.
Thank you. You've been listening to Today's Business, 1360 WCHL. My guest today has been Mr. Ken Taylor, who's the owner of Megan Health Beds. Thank you for listening. That's our show for today.
You've been listening to Today's Business on WCHL with Sharon Hill. Today's Business, an exclusive presentation of 1360 WCHL. Join us again next time for Today's Business.